Task Force member Tim Riley also sits on the city's Parks and Rec Committee.
If we don't buy this building, they turn out the lights. And that's the most important thing I want to convey to everybody here in this room and everybody in the community. I don't think we're fully prepared for them to turn out the lights. Sheldon Jackson just did this a couple of years ago, and I think our town still hasn't fully even appreciated what we lost or what we continue to miss from this community. It's a big economic impact. It's frankly a mistake. And with the amount of money that they spend every month to keep that thing running, they will walk away. And we will be left with this empty building, just like we have an empty campus. And I just don't think that that's what the community of Sitka wants to convey to the rest of Southeast Alaska. It just bewilders me. We have Juneau spending $20 million on a pool. Ketchikan spent $23.5 million. Now, sure, we've got another pool, and it's fully used, and this pool has problems. But at the same time, we get a gym with it for less money.
Voters will see three ballot propositions on October 5th related to the Hames Center. Prop 6 will authorize $6 million in bonds to purchase, rehabilitate, and operate the center for 20 years. Prop 7 will ask voters to raise the property tax ceiling in the Sitka Charter by one-half mil. Prop 8 would allow the Assembly each year for the next 20 years to set the property tax at 6.5 mils to pay for the bonds. Riley noted that Sitkins paid some of the lowest urban property taxes in the state. At 6 mils or $6 for every $1,000 of assessed value, Sitka's rate was about half that of Wrangell or Ketchikan. Riley referred to a 2009 engineering study commissioned by the city that put the cost of purchasing and rehabilitating the Hames Center at $13.5 million. But Riley said that figure was inflated by some repairs that were not immediately necessary, like paving the parking lot and contingency and project management fees. Riley said the city had negotiated the purchase price of the building and land down to $500,000. He felt the task force could then spend $1.5 million of the bond funding right away for repairs, just to keep the doors open, and then write grants to repair the rest of the building over time. The remaining $4 million would pay for operations of the center not covered by user fees in the next two decades. Riley admitted that it might be a mistake to buy the center, but compared to what other communities were spending on similar facilities, it was a great deal.
It's the quality of life that people live in Sitka for. That's why they move here. That's why they stay here. And I think it's important for us as a community to sit down and realize that part of our quality of life revolves around Hames. And we've gotten a free ride for a long time out of that building. People have been taking advantage of Sheldon Jackson's generosity, I guess, for lack of a better term, for years and years and years in utilizing that gym and utilizing that pool. It's got the only racquetball courts in town. It's got this weight room. It's got all these facilities. You go in there at lunch, people are playing pickup basketball games. You can't see that at the schools. The schools have a different purpose.
In response to a question from the audience, Riley said he was not certain how a new pool at Mount Edgecombe High School would affect Hames. He said nothing had been decided at Edgecombe, and voters statewide had yet to approve the bond sale. Whatever the outcome of the general election in November, Riley said the Edgecombe facility would not have a gym. The engineering estimate for repairing the Hames pool stands at $1.6 million. He could see deferring that expense or foregoing the Hames pool altogether.
I think that it would be possible to pave over, fill in the pool, abandon the pool. My guess is that the pool repairs are going to fall by the wayside if, in fact, we get funding for another pool in Sitka. And I agree that three pools in Sitka is one or two too many.
Riley said that the task force has entertained the idea of creating an indoor skate park at the pool, or his personal favorite, an ice rink. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.